With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is my brutality! I eat, sleep, bleed, the demons in your dreams. I eat, sleep, bleed.
G'day everyone, and welcome to another episode of On the Turnbuckle here on mypodcasthouse.com or whatever else you're listening to on. Thank you very much for joining us. I'll say g'day to my co-hosts, Welshy and Lyle. Hello.
That's a very g'day to you, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Welshy. And Lyle, you're back.
I'm back. What can I say, Tony? Have you got a new filter on? Much better looking this week than previous.
Yeah, I've had my sons over, and we've worked out a little bit.
Hang on a minute. Tony's sons wouldn't come visit him, and Tony wouldn't work. And Tony definitely wouldn't work out. Hang on a minute. We've been set up here.
Also, your room looks way too clean.
Yeah, you can't see the desk, which is very similar to Tone, but behind me is quite tidy.
Nice try with the baseball top, though. It almost threw us.
Rose of Art, of course, is our guest host today.
Yeah, just filling in. So today on Turnbuckle, we're going to just kind of quickly run through what's coming up in Perth this weekend. It is a massive weekend all over the shop. I'm only going to a couple of events, but there are so many events. And we're going to have a chat to Ryan from Brucher as well. We've got a few things on this one.
Brucher Libre. A wrestling themed beer. You've got to love that.
Mm. That's awesome.
It is very cool.
Lyle will scull a full can of it when we're there.
Wow.
on stage at the live podcast.
We'll add that in. I think
so with a hangover.
Yep, I can do that.
We are now being joined, as mentioned, by I'll just make things up, Ryan, and you can correct me. I'm going to say the creator of all things Brucher Libre. It is Ryan Walker. G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm a one-man show.
That's good.
And what a show.
Yeah, great. A great show. So the Perth is already percolating with the Brucher Libre beers, the new ones.
TMDK.
The TMDK beer is out and about, the Rice Lager.
It is, yeah. Young Punks have just done the last delivery, so all the Perth local stores have got it. Country will be going out next week, but we're looking good.
Oh, that's great. And then the chewing bubblegum beer.
Yeah.
That's been out a little while already.
It has, yeah. That's all my stock's sold out, so it comes down to whatever's sort of left in the bottle shops now. So,
oh, wow.
Bit of a hit, that one. Went well.
I want a souvenir some of that, so I'm going to have to go shopping.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's crazy. So big weekend for Brucher Libre, which is great because it's a big weekend for all things wrestling.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's going to be a hot one and a busy one. That's for sure. There's tons going on. So I'm going to be very thinly spread, but very excited.
Yeah, I thought we were going to be thinly spread, but you were really going to be thinly spread.
Yeah, oh, mate, I'm rapt that the WWE's show that they've got on the Friday finishes early afternoon so I can get out to EPW now because that was always going to be a very fine line.
Oh, it's going to be bloody hot too.
Yeah. It's cooling down. It's only a casual 38 today.
It's better than the 40s.
We're in Melbourne. Wow. We've got very different ideas of what cooling down and hot means. Although we're getting like a 37 on Thursday, so we're going to be primed for Perth.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I'm on the plane on Thursday, so I'll miss that. That's good. You've got a bunch of events that the TMDK beer is popping up at. So Friday, you're saying, you just said the other day, it's opposite the EPW venue.
Directly opposite Willetton Stadium, yeah. So the brewery that has the license there at the stadium wouldn't allow us in, so we had to find other ways to bring it to the people. I mean, I shouldn't have said that.
So we can pick up some beer on the way in and on the way out, you know. The weather's going to be warm enough, so.
Yeah, so no, at the EPW show, we've got some good deals. We're doing $8 pints and $1 pints with burger purchases. So, yeah, good.
$1?
Yeah. Sorry, no, I think they're free. Sorry, with a burger, they're a freebie. So
how many burgers am I going to have? Down?
They're good burgers, Barrandunga as well. So no, it should be good. We've got a couple of guests coming along for it.
Ooh.
I'll give you the hot tip. I think on the turnbuckle is going to be there too. So there's an unannounced guest. We're just going to be there slothing around.
There we go. Why not?
I just heard I get a free beer. So
WrestleBrainer will be represented too. You've got a bunch of guests.
Yeah. Even got a couple of TMDK boys that'll be rocking up. So
even better.
Flex and Robbie have already been confirmed, and there's
my wife's friend's husband.
There's one more getting announced tomorrow.
Nice.
I'd say you've probably got a good idea. Might help to bring the beer.
I like it. I like it a lot. Robbie's another guy who's spread thin.
Yeah,
across the weekend.
He's all over. Gigs.
Yeah. What other events is Brucher showing up at? I know we tried to get you in for Brainier, but unfortunately that didn't come to pass either. We busted our butts on that one, but we just couldn't get it to happen. But you're going to be at a few other places as well?
Yeah, we are. So we've got the EPW pre-show on the Friday. We've also got the Undertaker post-show out in Fremantle at Beerporium.
Guess where we're staying, Lyle?
You're in Freo?
Yep.
So Beerporium's awesome. Brilliant. They got live music and, a nice little sort of wood fire oven for all the foods and things. And second story, so you look out onto the famous Freo coffee strip. So beautiful little spot there. Always good beers as well. We're also at Seasonal Brewing Co. on Friday night for the Dude, Where's My Ring show. So we'll have spread out everywhere on the Friday. Saturday, again, we've got the Dude, Where's My Ring show where we'll be pouring there. And we're also at Fat Brew Club with their pre-show event that we're having. So a lot happening. Of course, there's another show on a Sunday.
Yeah, for the Turnbuckle Wrestle Radio Australia combined podcast. Wow.
So when are you going to sleep?
I hear it that there's got a chance to win one of four 2K24 games.
Wrestle Brain, you're on the Saturday. We've got five copies of 2K24 give away as door prizes.
It'll be four because I'm pretty sure you and me are going to win one of them. So,
oh, it's good. It's going to be a great weekend. What are you looking forward to the most on Saturday on elimination?
Oh, Saturday, it's going to be huge. Hey, I just hope I can see the ring. How far up those seats are and how small that ring looks on pictures. It's going to be amazing. Just the sound and the noise. I can't wait to hear a Perth crowd, you know?
Yeah, a Perth crowd full of Melburnians is going to sound sweet, isn't it?
they're all going to be having heat stroke, so it's cold enough Perth to keep the noise going.
There's a lot of people coming in. It'll be interesting times for Perth.
I'll tell you, it's amazing how many people here in Perth that aren't wrestling people have no idea how big this is. When you tell them how big of a crowd is expected and where it's at, they're like, oh, really? There's that many people that like wrestling? It's like, wait and see.
I had a mate message me today who I didn't even know liked wrestling. He saw me post a promo about Perth and he's like, oh, you're going to be in Perth too. Let's get beers. So,
right.
Oh, that's
bringing people together.
Exactly.
I was in Perth a few years ago for Anzac Day weekend and, It was a massive weekend, like just the number of people that went to Perth City for Anzac Day weekend, obviously soldiers and people, you know, Navy and everything were in town. There was a boat in town, I think, as well.
One of the Navy boats. Boat in town.
But people just, like, I was at the Hilton Hotel and this guy pulls up in his pickup truck with sheep on the back, basically, and they leave their car at the Hilton and go up to their room. Like, it was an insane weekend. So if
Anzac Day is a big one, yeah.
Anzac Day is a big one in Perth. But I imagine it's going to be similar, if not bigger energy than that kind of. And Perth is amazing when it's busy. When there's people around, it's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for the Superstore to open up on Thursday. I've got Thursday off. I'm going to have a wander and just see how many people are there and what they're going to have and how much they're going to bleed me out so I've got no money.
Trust me, you're making it all back this weekend, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly. It's good timing.
Just take some flyers and then everything you buy is a work expense.
Exactly right. Yep.
Oh, yeah, tax deductible.
Yeah, that's the joys of having a wrestling branded beer company.
Yeah.
I'm a thinker. I'm definitely not a doer.
talk us through the beer. From idea to getting, you know, from the early idea to getting it on shelves, what was the time frame?
Oh, God, I've sort of had it tucked in my back pocket for quite a while. Me and Mikey have spoke about it a few times. About this time last year, actually, we had a beer and bowls event, and that's where we sort of really hit it off. He came and entered the bowls comp, and, yeah, we've sort of talked about it a bit. And first thought it was New Japan for, you know, their big show, and we've got Chamber coming so close to Perth. We'd be mad not to do a wrestling beer in Perth, the home of TDMDK at that time. So, yeah, away we went. The style of beer was sort of represents the boys as well, you know. It's a Japanese rice lager, so that's the base. But then we've hit it with Galaxy hops, which is a unique Australian hop, just to give that Aussie flavour, just to, you know, represent the TMDK branch that go to Japan and take over. And it's certainly their year at the moment. The amount of attention they're getting, I think, is a huge year for them. So, yeah.
And then you serve it warm to represent the British member of TMDK.
That'd be the last thing you want is a warm beer over here at the moment.
Well, you get halfway through and it's probably warm by then anyway, isn't it? So
you got to not drink them fast enough.
How slow are you drinking these beers, bros?
As soon as you crack the can.
I love it.
Look, Lyle is a non-beer drinker.
Yeah, I heard that the other day. I thought, why are you bringing him over?
Or for the wrestling.
Carry the suitcase.
Usually it's so he can drive me, but we don't even have a car over there.
It's worth getting one.
Oh, no, I'll be definitely trying it. I have I did drink beer in the last 10 days, a fair amount of beer.
It was American beer. It doesn't count.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. Who do we have to talk to about getting in on the turnbuckle beer?
Oh,
but probably Ryan.
That was a good start. You know, Tony will fund it. Whatever R&D needs to go into it, Tony.
Yeah, I'm sure we can figure something out. Why not, hey? It's on brand.
Yeah, it's Ryan will pay for all the beer. You guys just have to pay your own shipping.
Exactly right.
From Perth to Melbourne, oh, that'll cripple us.
Yeah, exactly.
You've seen what flights cost to come here. Imagine us going that way.
Well, I do have a theory on why the flights cost so much. I'll share that when we get to WrestleBrania. We've had requests from some of our friends to bring the beer back with us. Not the kind of smuggling run I was expecting to do this weekend.
No. A prison wallet's a prison wallet.
I've had requests for your beer and Quokkas. I think that'll be all right. I can get that in the suitcase.
Yeah, exactly right.
Why not? Why not? Well, there we go. So if you're already in Perth, Brucha Libre is available everywhere, has always been available. If you're in Melbourne, definitely check out these key events. Dude, Where's My Ring? We'll be serving there, obviously opposite the EPW show on Friday, which if you're going to Perth and you aren't doing anything Friday night, get tickets for that EPW show. There's still plenty of general admission about, so definitely go and see it. But yeah, and grab yourself a Brucha TMDK beer before the show and after the show, as Lyle's planning to do. He's not even a beer drinker, folks.
I think you'd regret missing out the EPW show. I reckon it's going to be huge.
I think it is. It reminds me of a few years ago, my brothers and I went and saw AC/DC, but on the Friday night before the concert, we went to the Corner Hotel in Melbourne and watched an AC/DC cover band. And it was better than AC/DC.
Wow. Much younger.
And And I feel like EPW is going to do that to the WWE this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be tough going on second.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Try following that up. Yep. But yeah, there'll be there's TMDK Young Punks is all over Perth. So if you're from Melbourne or Sydney or Adelaide or Brisbane and you're in Perth this weekend, definitely track it down and have a couple of brews, I say.
And feel free to buy us one when you see us.
Exactly. We've got a little bit available online as well. If you can't make it to Perth, jump onto our website. There's a very small amount of stock that can get posted out.
Nice, nice. Well, thanks, Ryan, for joining us on the Turnbuckle.
No worries, mate. We'll see you very shortly.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you Friday and having a couple of beers.
Can't wait.
Sounds good.
See you then, Ryan.
I'll leave you to it.
Thanks, mate.
See you, fellas.
Welcome to Intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Part two of the program. If you are around, make sure you check out Brucha Libre beers all across Perth. It's going to be a great weekend to drink a lot of beers, people. That's what I'm saying.
Important note, if you see me, buy me a beer as well. I am on a budget this weekend, and I did get a speeding fine today, which I do have to pay. Well, and
that's nasty.
Yeah, I did. So how much trouble do you think I'm in? I'm leaving to go to Perth on Friday. And I've left the lovely wife with a speeding fine before I go.
You write a nice email and get on a part payment plan. And then just slowly watch $25 go out of your account every month for the next 2 years. And you'll be fine.
You wait till right before it's due to switch it to my name. And that stretches it out.
Yeah,
there you go.
Now, you've got the plan. Perfect. You've got it worked out. We'll all be sporting our new On the Turnbuckle T-shirts, I believe, in Perth too.
Well, we will be.
Yeah, good choice on black in 40-degree heat, but
well, you know, we can always wear the Turnbuckle T-shirts that you organise.
They're also black as well, so
black. They're like John Cena shirts. You can't see. Like no one's ever seen them.
No.
Like John Cena's hair. What do we got going on, Perth? Huge, huge weekend. And as Ryan mentioned, the Superstore opens on Thursday, which is great timing for all the Perth people to plunder the Superstore before the rest of us get there Friday or Saturday.
Obviously, people of Perth, you're not used to having major events. We're an expert at major events in Melbourne. And, well, you know the major events come when, like, a huge Superstore opens up. We have one for the Grand Prix every year down at Southbank. And it's exciting once that opens up and all the merch is there and people are wasting money on expensive belts and things like that. By the way, if you bring a belt to Elimination Chamber, you must defend it. There's only one getting defended and I think yours should be second.
That's right. Definitely.
Yeah, so Thursday at noon, which noon Perth time, that's like night time here.
Yeah. Well, what are you saying? Midday on Thursday is the equivalent of about 9 p.m. on Friday, 1986.
Yeah. I think. That works perfect for me because I'm still a little bit jet lagged, so I might be on Perth time.
The guys from Perth are very excited about Andre coming out.
Wait till they hear all the stuff about Vince. I really hope the Perth fans over there don't clear their Superstore out because I do want to pick up some wrestling figures while I'm away.
Yeah, have you seen online? They're already popping up online around Perth. So
yeah,
I've got my own.
It's a big weekend.
It is a huge weekend. So the Superstore will be open, and that's open, what, all the way through? Is that open Sunday as well? Do we have that information?
It is open Sunday as well. So it's open, every day, and that closes about 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, nice. So Sunday's a good day to go in too when they're clearing out all the merch that they haven't sold, and you might find a couple
There'll
of
be a lot of people. Dominic Mysterio shirts then, I think.
Does he have any head set like any mullets? That would be a big seller.
Oh, yeah, sell the sure. The Dom mullet wig.
Yeah.
I might get
we're in Perth. Most people have already got one.
That's definitely true. Anything else on the Thursday? Just that at this stage, yeah?
PWA got a show on Thursday night.
With the Lucha Libre people?
Lucha Libre show. I believe that Ricky South and Robbie Eagles are wrestling at that. So
yeah,
it'll be the only show in town. So definitely worth checking out if you want an extra day of the wrestles.
Yeah, and Lucha Libre is always good fun. It's fast-paced and good energy, and that'd be a good one to go and check out, for sure.
It's
sure.
For the uglier wrestlers to wear a mask.
Yeah, it's good to give them an opportunity, you know, to not be seen. So.
Hey, look cool.
I want to distance myself from that comment.
Yeah, definitely.
He doesn't know how to use a podcast. He can't listen to this.
He doesn't.
I'm going to cut it and send it to him.
Oh, no.
And then Friday, there's a lot of stuff going on Friday.
Now, plane arrives. I'm assuming a lot of fans are going to show up to the airport for that. Is that right? What time do we arrive?
Oh, yeah. Plane arrives at 10:35, and we'd like some sort of fanfare. Now, what I'm thinking, remember when the Beatles arrived in Melbourne? Something akin to that.
So you want stairs pushed up to the plane?
I want squealing. I want people squealing.
Yeah, nice.
Get back on the plane. Get out of here.
What else on the Friday? The WWE official press conference.
Yeah, we got a high stepper to get there, don't we?
Got 30 minutes to get from the plane to the press conference. So if anyone does want to join me in a speeding fine, they can pick us up and drive us there.
No, that's all right.
What else? The APW Super Show, as we mentioned, is Friday night. But of course, those pre-drinks are over the road. So
I think pre-drinks is a must.
Oh, definitely.
I think the Super Show starts.
Well, the pre-party starts 4 p.m.
There you go. So I'm going to.
And that's at the Berenda. As mentioned earlier, $8 pints of Young Punks.
That's great.
Free pint of TMDK with any burger purchase. Robbie Eagles is going to be there. Robbie fucking Eagles is going to be there. The greatest wrestler this country's produced. In my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's right next door to the Perth Stadium where we can go in and continue the party while we watch the Australian Super Show.
That's great. The Willetton Stadium.
Featuring, if you haven't seen Delta before, she will be wrestling on that show, and it may be the first and last time you get to see her. I don't think she's long for this country.
Well, yeah, the next time you'll have to wait for WWE to come back again, so that could be 6 or 7 years.
No, they're coming back every 3 years, I think, for a pay-per-view is the plan. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So more often than Haley's Comet.
So, hopefully they go to Tasmania next time.
So Perth will get it in 15 years?
Well, they've done well this time. It's close to a sellout, so.
Well, you can't have it in Sydney, because if the test match they have there ever use anything to go by, it'll definitely get rained out.
Yeah, well, Sydney don't need anything, I can. Nah. Yeah, give something to Brisbane. The Brisbane wrestling fans, they go out to everything. So
yeah, definitely. And they travel constantly. So give them something. Give them a go.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Yeah, but they're from Queensland.
Yeah, that's true.
Do they even know how to use the internet?
They'll be happy with WSW going up there.
So that's a full night of wrestling Friday night.
There's some bloke doing a show in Fremantle.
Oh, yeah. Who's that, Mark?
Duncan Calloway's brother, Mark.
Mark, yeah. He'd be out at the Frio jail.
He might not be able to get out.
And the Undertaker spent a whole career not talking, and now after his career, I just wish he'd stop talking. But
or change his t-shirts. But that's another thing.
I saw the price of the tickets to this thing. If I could get that to talk, I'd be talking a lot more as well. Imagine me talking more. Oh fuck!
But yeah, so take her out at the Frio out of Fremantle. It'll be good fun. WrestleBrainer on Saturday. You're going to be there too. It's going to be a huge show.
Well, depends on how well these pre and post show drinks go on Saturday.
That's true. Depends how the Friday night is, I guess.
But I might be still out.
There is a Dude Where's My Ring Saturday, but it will finish in time for you to come and see WrestleBrainer as well. So there is about half an hour.
Mania weekend, isn't
isn't it? It is. It's huge.
There's half an hour difference.
Half an hour, 45 minutes between the end of.
So if you're on that show and you're talent, make sure you hit the fucking time cues.
That's right. No one running over at Dude, Where's My Ring? But yeah, so you'll be able to make it across. And we will be finishing WrestleBrania with plenty of time for people to get to Elimination Chamber because
we're all going.
The three of us will be at Brainia and we're going to the Elimination Chamber. Everyone that's a part of the show is going to Elimination Chamber. Davis Storm. I don't know if Robbie Eagles is necessarily, but he might be. Who knows? He's a cagey fella sometimes. But Jesse will be going across. Alan Alderworth will be going across. Damian Slater, I believe, is also. And Harry. Harry Hills from Survivor.
It's a good lineup.
Yeah.
It's a great lineup.
Are they all excited to be on the stage with me?
You know, they're all very excited and they've been very enthusiastic about Brainia. And I thought it was because they love the format and they love doing the show. But now that you mention it, it might actually be that they're on stage with you. And I'm excited because we're going to be on the same team for the first time ever.
Well, I'm giving you a trial run. If you fuck up,
could be first.
You're on the other team again. Yeah. As you know, I am undefeated at WrestleBrainia.
Well, according to you, you are. I don't know if that's what the official says.
No, that's us. We are undefeated.
Says Lyle as he rubs his hands together like a Bond villain. We are undefeated.
Well, there's one show we weren't on and we still won it.
Oh, well, that's very well.
We had enough carryover points from the previous show.
You ask Jeff. If everything's above board with Jeff, he'll vouch for us. I'm pretty sure. Yep. He's a big fan of On the Turnbuckle.
100%.
He'll support your claim that you've won every show you've ever been on.
Yeah.
Is he going to wear a beanie in 40-degree heat in Perth?
I don't know. He's been spotted around Perth over the last couple of days wearing something a bit more like what Tony Gregg used to wear on the cricket. So a big old Panama floppy hat type thing. So
he's walking around sticking his keys in cracks as well.
If you're not willing to buy us a beer in Perth, a key would be okay.
Look, put it this way. So he can wear the Tony Gregg hat and we'll do the Tony Gregg dipping keys in things.
That's right.
Okay, we'll take care of that. But Jeff's already over there. Drinking non-alcoholic beer with the locals, so he's having a good one.
They have a non-alcoholic Brucha Libre?
I don't know.
Of course not. You can drink water.
And then Elimination Chamber, obviously,
it starts at 6 p.m. Perth time.
Yeah.
6 p.m. Perth time, which means if you're in a proper state, it'll start at 9 p.m.
Yeah, right. So it's in, if you're in the U.S., because I know you've got a lot of U.S. Listeners. So.
We do. We have we have a listener in Connecticut. Shout out to Paul.
Pacific Standard Time is 2 a.m. and Eastern Standard Time is 5 a.m. So you can work it out in between. If you're in Hawaii, it's midnight. How good's that? You can watch it in Hawaii at midnight. But Australian Western Standard Time, 6 p.m., yeah.
And then the Sunday, what's on Sunday? There's something on Sunday.
Well, there is an after party. After what did we just talk about? Elimination Chamber.
I don't know if I've got that kind of staying power. I'm going to be honest with you,
but I can't find it now in my notes. But anyway, there is an after show added
a day to remember.
Yeah,
Amplifier.
There we go. Amplifier is what I was looking for.
But it's really just alternative night, which suits me.
Yeah, exactly. Just play all the Attitude Era theme songs and the Nitro.
And Austin Theory will be appearing at a Westfield Shopping Centre, Westfield Carousel.
Does he just need some new underwear or is he...
Photos only, no autographs.
Work experience. Okay. I think he's...
level one near the food court. So you can pick up some KFC, get a picture with Austin Theory and then head to WrestleBrania. It's a good little Saturday.
That's a good Saturday. I like it.
Then we'll go to Home Depot.
I like it. Have breakfast with Austin Theory and then have lunch with us. That's good. And then on the Sunday, you guys will be out at
Dutch Trading Company.
You're at the Dutch Trading Company with Wrestle Radio Australia. So another day with Jeff. Well, she.
Yeah. And I can't think of a better way to spend my Sunday, to be honest. Than I haven't met Lachlan before, so I think he might be the butt of all my jokes, depending on how much of a bad mood I'm in after the results from Elimination Chamber and WrestleBrainia. If I lose WrestleBrainia, Jeff will be the target of my jokes. If I win WrestleBrania, Lachlan will be the target of my jokes.
I'm looking forward. I'm just looking forward to catching up with Todd. So
he's not coming.
Why not?
I think it's in protest. He's more of an AEW guy.
Oh, get that quiet.
All right. So you're not going on Sunday now, Lyle.
What's the point? I'm not going to meet Todd.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. I've met Jeff before us. Don't need to do that again. So, no, it'll be good. You know, we're going to, what are we going to do? We're going to review the Elimination Chamber, review EPW, talk the usual wrestling bullshit.
You know, I do have one question, though, Lyle. Like, reviewing shows that I don't remember.
I can hold your hand and walk you through it. We've done it before. Yeah. Plenty of shows at the Italian Social Club over the years that I've had to walk you through and walk you out of. Well, the security guards walked you out. I put you in the car. I think that was the last show they ever held there. No, it's a coincidence, though. It's
just a coincidence. Nothing to do with the Welchie.
It was the last one I was allowed to go to, so.
Well, it was definitely that.
As far as you know, it was the last one there.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think this is, stuff like this, and if the rumours are true that, you know, they're looking to bring back a pay-per-view every 3 years to Australia, is their own little WrestleMania weekend. It's cool. It's not like we just got a secondary pay-per-view like Judgment Day or Backlash or, you know, we're actually the Elimination Chamber. I think that setup is.
I want him to bring back Roadblock.
He's dead.
Oh. What about No Way Out? They should bring No Way Out.
Sold out. They love
sold out.
Hog Wild.
S-O-U-L.
Hog Wild.
Yeah.
Look, honestly, though, the reason we put this together is because there's going to be a lot of wrestling fans heading over to Perth who, in a lot of cases, won't have experienced a lot of Australian wrestling. And we're really passionate about Australian wrestling. We'd like to make fun.
Absolutely,
but,
yeah.
We're passionate about the wrestling in all the states of Australia, and there's some really good stuff happening. If you're in town for WWE, get along to EPW, get along to some of the other stuff that's happening around, like the PWA show on the Thursday. Like, really try and drink it in, because the best part of Mania Week is always just how much wrestling is in town, and it's going to be a really good opportunity.
And I think that's one of the great things about being in Perth too, is that I don't know if Melbourne would put this much effort in.
I don't think anybody. This is way more than Super Showdown.
Whereas Perth has really put a great bunch of shows on and like really welcoming everyone into the city and showing off the city. So it's as much as we're having fun hanging shit on Perth as well, we wouldn't have got this in Melbourne. We may not have got it in Sydney or Brisbane, but yeah. Perth have really put it on and showed the rest of Australia how to do a wrestling weekend.
Wherever you're from in Australia, if you go to that Super Show, you're going to see wrestlers from your state, even if you're from the Northern Territory.
Yeah.
So go along. You'll see some people that you can then go home and follow. And it's a really good bridge into local wrestling, because every time we take people to these shows, they're blown away by how good it is and how it's as good, if not better, than what they're seeing on TV.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hear, hear, I say. And there are, so many great events.
And then you can listen to us. Then you listen to us all the time, and we can really, really entertain you. And you can meet Tony.
Exactly. Tony's not here because he's not going to Perth. But you'll be back next time. You'll be back next time.
Tony was going to go, but unfortunately when he was booking his flights, Perth, Scotland. So he'll be over in Scotland this weekend.
I hope I did a reasonable job filling in for the big man. The next time the three of us talk together, we'll be in Perth, which is a kind of crazy thought.
We'll be at the pre-party.
I feel like the pre-party is going to last for you for about 4 days.
Well, it just depends.
Yeah.
Depends. Come on, Perth. You've got to deliver.
Someone's
got to
deliver.
At this stage, Welch, you'll jump in an Uber and pick up.
Just hit my socials.
The DMs are open.
Very excited to get over to Perth and experience everything that Perth has to offer, which it'll be great fun. Lyle, Welshy, anything to add before we finish up?
No, like just let's get into this. Like, Let's just have a great weekend. Everyone's a wrestling fan. Look after each other. If someone's on their own at shows, a lot of people are traveling over on their own, make a friend. It's like when you travel for watching live sport, you make friends. We're wrestling fans. We're all nerds deep down. And having an extra friend in your circle who likes wrestling can only be a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
And if you're going to the big stadium event, what is there, 55 or 60,000 tickets? Don't be a stereotypical wrestling fan. Wear deodorant, please. That would be nice. Going to be hot.
And a big floppy hat might come in handy as well.
Tony Gregg style.
Exactly, exactly. Well, thanks, guys. And thanks for listening to this week's On the Turnbuckle. We'll be back next week, of course.
We're hoping we'll have something with a few of the WWE guys over the weekend.
Of course, because you've got the media event on Friday.
And we might even talk to some fans at some of the events and, like, you know, talk to people before and after EPW and things like that. Yeah. Just get a real feel for the weekend.
Yeah, the next show should be really good.
So if you want to come and say hello, come say hello.
Exactly. Look for us in the On the Turnbuckle.
I'm a well-known people person.
T-shirts. Well, you're more friendly towards the end of the night. And then you're a bit sleepy. And then
I get a second wind.
Yeah.
that's what I've
never seen him sleepy at the end of the night, to be honest. But
anyway, you're listening to On the Turnbuckle. We'll be back again soon. Enjoy Perth, all of Australia and those international visitors as well. Thank you, Lyle, and thank you, Welchie.
Yeah, thank you, bros. I mean, Tony. I mean, bros.
No worries.
Let's roll on this one more time. Take 32.
Oh, yeah!
Hi, I'm the Pink Slater, Jesse Lambert.
The Godfather, Davis Storm.
My name is Alan Ordworth from Hit FM.
The Limb Reaper, the Sniper of the Skies, Robbie Eagles.
Damian Slater.
Welshie from On the Turnbuckle.
Dirty Harry.
The host, Jeff City.
Let's get ready to Brainiac!
Many are referring to the weekend of February 23rd and 24th as Elimination Chamber weekend.
It's a massive weekend for wrestling in Perth.
A big eventful weekend in Western Australia. There's the EPW Australian Super Show.
And you cannot have a Super Show here in Perth without bringing the greatest wrestling quiz show
in Australia. No, in the world. No, in the universe. No, in Australia.
WrestleMania!
WrestleBrainia.
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 To bring us the very best in sports entertainment. Entertainment.
All nerdy things that is pro wrestling.
Set very conveniently, actually, in the heart of Northbridge.
The Godfather, David Storm, is a pretty big deal.
Damian Slater, my personal nemesis.
That little pea-plate rat. Jesse Lambert.
Dirty Harry.
The smartest man to ever play Australian Survivor.
With comedian Bro Savard, comedian Luke Boland, and very special guest referee Robbie Eagle.
Calling it down the middle
on February 24th.
February 24th.
In Perth at Linnet's Lounge.
Linnet's Lounge.
Don't worry, there'll be plenty of time to get to the event because guess what? My whole team is going in after.
We'll party all the way from Linnet's Lounge in Northbridge to the Elimination Chamber.
Come to WrestleBrainia.
You cheeky devil, you.
One, two.